Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, September 17th. I'm reading from the New International Version and we're picking up in Joshua chapter 10, verses 1 through 15. The title in my Bible says, "The Sun Stands Still." Now Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, heard that Joshua had taken Ai and totally destroyed it, doing to Ai and its king as he had done to Jericho and its king, and that the people of Gibeon had made a treaty of peace with Israel and had become their allies. He and his people were very much alarmed at this because Gibeon was an important city, like one of the royal cities. It was larger than Ai, and all its men were good fighters. So Adonizedek, king of Jerusalem, appealed to Hoham, king of Hebron, Piram, king of Jarmuth, Japhia, king of Lachish, and Debir, king of Eglon. "Come up and help me attack Gibeon," he said, "because it has made peace with Joshua and the Israelites." Then the five kings of the Amorites, the kings of Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmuth, Lachish, and Eglon, joined forces. They moved up with all their troops and took up positions against Gibeon and attacked it. The Gibeonites then sent word to Joshua in the camp at Gilgal, "Do not abandon your servants. Come up to us quickly and save us. Help us, because all the Amorite kings from the hill country have joined forces against us." So Joshua marched up from Gilgal with his entire army, including all the best fighting men. The Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them. I have given them into your hand. Not one of them will be able to withstand you." After an all-night march from Gilgal, Joshua took them by surprise. The Lord threw them into confusion before Israel. So Joshua and the Israelites defeated them completely at Gibeon. Israel pursued them along the road going up to Beth Horon and cut them down all the way to Azekah and Makkedah. As they fled before Israel on the road down from Beth Horon to Azekah, the Lord hurled large hailstones down on them, and more of them died from the hail than were killed by the swords of the Israelites. On the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, "Sun, stand still over Gibeon, and you, moon, over the valley of Ajalon." So the sun stood still and the moon stopped till the nation avenged itself on its enemies, as it was written in the book of Jashar. The sun stopped in the middle of the sky and delayed going down about a full day. There has never been a day like it before or since, a day when the Lord listened to a human being. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel. Then Joshua returned with all Israel to the camp at Gilgal. This is a very interesting passage in Joshua chapter 10, and it reminds us to fear the Lord. The Lord was the one who said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid of them. I have given them over into your hand. Not one of them will be able to withstand you." And as we think back on the story, it was the Lord that threw the armies into confusion. It was him who sent a hailstorm on these other armies. And it was our Lord who stopped the sun. He has power over the physical world and over the spiritual world, over nature, over disease, over so many things. And so we just stop and praise you, Lord, for who you are and for what you have done. Okay, let's move on to Psalm 111. We're making our way through book 5 of the Psalms. And this one doesn't have a subscript. It just begins with, "Praise the Lord." "Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart, in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works, giving them the lands of other nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, enacted in faithfulness and uprightness. He provides redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise." Let's end our readings today with Matthew chapter 9, verses 14 through 26. And this is a section about Jesus being questioned about fasting. And then there's that story about Jesus raising that dead little girl and healing a woman who has been sick for many years. "Then John's disciples came and asked him, 'How is it that we and the Pharisees fast often, but your disciples do not fast?' Jesus answered, 'How can the guest of the bridegroom mourn while he is with them? The time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. Then they will fast. No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, for the patch will pull away from the garment, making the tear worse. Neither do people pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the skins will burst, the wine will run out, and the wineskins will be ruined. No, they pour new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved.' While he was saying this, a synagogue leader came and knelt before him and said, 'My daughter has just died, but come and put your hand on her, and she will live.' Jesus got up and went with him, and so did his disciples. Just then, a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, 'If I only touch his cloak, I will be healed.' Jesus turned and saw her. 'Take heart, daughter,' he said. 'Your faith has healed you.' And the woman was healed at that moment. When Jesus entered the synagogue leader's house and saw the noisy crowd and people playing pipes, he said, 'Go away. The girl is not dead, but asleep.' But they laughed at him. After the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took the girl by the hand, and she got up. News of this spread through all that region." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Have you ever missed the moment? What I mean by that is there's this wonderful moment of joy or peace or something that you should be grateful for, but you just miss it because you are bogged down with all that you have to do or all the concerns of life, or because you're just not focusing on what matters most. I think that's what's going on here when the disciples of John come and say, "Why aren't your disciples fasting?" They don't realize they are in the presence of the Most High God. They are worried about details of fasting and whether they're doing it, quote, right. And yet the God of all time is present in their midst. And I just don't want to miss it. You know, I don't want to miss seeing God at work around me because I am so consumed with the little things or so consumed with that which I have to do. And so my prayer for you and for me today is that when we look out at the world around us, we would ask God, where are you at work today? And that we would be bold enough to take that step to join the Lord where he is at work. Or perhaps just take a moment to take in all the many blessings that the Lord has provided you with and just say thank you. Because this moment, this day is the gift. God has provided us with today. None of us knows if we'll have tomorrow, but he's given us today. And so we praise you, Lord God, for this day. We ask, Lord, that we would not miss it. We wouldn't miss your movement in our midst, and that we wouldn't miss opportunities to see your kingdom come and to be grateful. Thank you for all the ways we see your bountiful blessing around us. Help us, Lord, to know that today is the gift, and help us to enjoy it, to fear you, and to obey you. And I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.